empezamos. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for giving us today that we would set aside the worldly things and come and set our minds on you, focus on you and in you. And God, I just pray that as we work out these things this morning on justification, that you would use your word through your spirit to bring to light these truths in our minds and our hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. As we continue to work through justification, looking at Romans 4, so you can turn in your Bibles to Romans 4.
Siguiendo trabajando a través de justificación en Romanos 4, podemos buscar en nuestras Biblias Romanos 4.
We're continuing to look at our second point, which is justification comes through faith.
Seguimos viendo nuestro segundo punto, que es justificación viene por la fe.
Comes through faith. First point was that it is forensic or it's judicial.
El primer punto es que es forensico o judicial.
Justification is a declaration.
La justificación es una declaración.
Remember, it doesn't make us righteous.
Recuerdes, no nos hace justos.
As in our behavior becomes perfectly righteous.
Como en nuestro portamiento se hace justo.
It is a declaration of us being righteous before God.
Es una declaración de nosotros siendo justificados por en delante de Dios.
We will get to our becoming more righteous when we get to sanctification.
Vamos a llegar a nuestro siendo más justos cuando llegamos a la justificación o la santificación.
Our second point is that it's through faith. Our faith is the channel through which God justifies.
Nuestro segundo punto es nuestra fe es el canal por lo cual somos justificados.
And Romans 4 is a very important passage.
Romanos 4 es un pasaje muy importante.
There are many, many passages. I mean, we could spend a long time going through all the passages.
Hay muchos pasajes. Podemos gastar mucho tiempo pasando por todos los pasajes.
About justification by faith.
Sobre la justificación por la fe.
But for time's sake, we're going to focus on Romans 4.
Pero por causa de tiempo, vamos a enfocar en Romanos 4.
Because it's so clear.
Porque es tan claro.
So we left off around verse 7.
Dejamos en versículo... paramos en versículo 7.
Verse 6.
And
Paul is going to go, Paul, we're working through Paul's logic here.
Estamos trabajando a través del lógico de Pablo. Aquí.
And Paul is going to refer to Psalm 32.
Y Pablo va a referir a Salmo 32.
And this is another one of these wonderful occasions.
Esta es otra ocasión muy maravillosa.
Where the New Testament authors go back to the Old Testament.
Donde los autores del Nuevo Testamento refieren al Antiguo Testamento.
Because this has always been the message of God.
Porque este siempre ha sido el mensaje de Dios.
Now we've seen clearly.
Hemos visto claramente
the new covenant,
el nuevo pacto,
in the Old Testament,
en el Antiguo Testamento.
We've seen the promises.
Hemos visto las promesas.
We've seen the types and the shadows.
Hemos visto los tipos y sombras.
We've seen the need of a new covenant.
Hemos visto la necesidad de un nuevo pacto.
Because the old covenant was based upon performance.
Porque el Antiguo pacto está basado en performance.
Our works, obra.
Obras.
And we'll see in this chapter.
Y vamos a ver en este capítulo.
It can't be of works.
No puede ser de obras.
Justification cannot come from works.
La justificación no puede venir de obras.
And so Paul brings up David.
Entonces Pablo trae David.
And what does David have to say?
¿Y qué tiene a decir David?
Now again, we're talking about justification.
De nuevo, estamos hablando de justificación.
But I really want to bring out the point of look how the New Testament authors handle the Old Testament.
Pero quiero sacar el punto. Mira cómo los autores del Nuevo Testamento se trata el Antiguo Testamento.
It's always important when we see this.
Siempre es importante cuando vemos esto.
So far, about the entire book of Hebrews has been a quotation from the Old Testament.
Hasta este punto, casi todo el libro de Hebreos ha sido una citación del Antiguo Testamento.
So there's no shortage of examples.
No hay, no somos cortos de ejemplos.
And so let's look at what Paul does here.
Vamos a ver lo que Pablo hace aquí.
So the main idea that Paul is getting to is that justification is by faith.
El punto mayor que Pablo está llegando es justificación es por la fe.
It's because of faith, it's through faith.
Es a través de fe.
By which God imputes righteousness.
Por lo cual Dios imputa la justicia.
It's not deserved.
No es merecido.
It's not earned.
No es ganada.
God is not a debtor that he owes justification.
Dios no está endeudado que él debe justificación.
We looked last week at because faith is glorifying to God.
Miramos la semana pasada porque fe glorifica a Dios.
Faith brings us low.
Fe nos trajo abajo.
And it magnifies God.
Y magnifica a Dios.
It magnifies grace.
Magnifica la gracia.
And so it's through this faith
es a través de esta fe
that God declares righteous.
Que Dios declara justo.
And Paul is making this argument.
Y Pablo está haciendo este argumento.
And he comes to verse 6.
Llega al versículo 6.
And says, even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works.
Dice, Romanos 4, 6. Como también David habla de la bienaventurada danza del hombre a quien Dios atribuye justicia sin obras.
Okay, so here, very clear. Imputation without works.
Aquí muy claro, imputación sin obras.
The argument is, it comes through faith alone.
El argumento es, viene solo por la fe.
Now listen carefully.
Escucha claramente.
Paul is now going to quote from Psalm 32.
Pablo va a citar Salmo 32.
Beginning of verse 7.
Empezando en versículo 7.
Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
Bienaventurados aquellos cuyos iniquidades son perdonadas y cuyos pecados son cubiertos. Bienaventurado el varón a quien el Señor no inculpa de pecado.
Did you hear David say?
¿Escuchaste David decir?
Righteousness is imputed.
Justicia está imputada.
Anybody?
Alguien?
Did David say, or did Paul quote David to say that God imputes righteousness?
Pablo citó a David decir que Dios imputa justicia.
It's not there.
No está ahí.
It's not in my translation.
No está en mi traducción. Romans 4, 6.
Romans
4. You had to be here to hear that.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Romans chapter 4, verse 7
Romanos
and
8. Romanos 4, 6. Aren't you excited about our London trip for that, Miss Maryville?
Okay, so you don't hear anything about imputation of righteousness.
No escuchas nada de imputación de justicia.
What do you hear?
¿Qué escuchas?
What do you see?
¿Qué ves?
Sins are covered.
Los pecados cubiertos.
Sins are not imputed.
Los pecados no son imputados.
So let me ask you something.
Déjame hacerte una pregunta.
You're in the courtroom.
Estás en el juicio.
Right? That's kind of what we're saying. Paul's argument is we're in a courtroom before God.
Es lo que estamos diciendo. Estamos en un juicio delante de Dios.
If the judge says,
si el juez dice,
not guilty,
no culpable,
is that the same thing as him saying,
es la misma cosa él diciendo,
you're just,
eres justo?
It's not? Think about it. You're in the courtroom before the judge.
Pienso, estás en el juicio ante el juez.
He says, not guilty.
No culpable.
No guilt.
No hay culpable.
Does that mean that you...
Let me give an example. Let me darte un ejemplo. I'll help you with this, okay? I te ayudo con esta. Let's say that Brother Edwin's up here. Hermano Edwin está aquí. And he's working on something in the church. Está trabajando algo en la iglesia. And Zach's outside cutting the grass. Y Zach está afuera cortando pasto. And a rock comes flying through a window. Y una piedra viene a través de una ventana. And Edwin goes out there and says, you threw that rock through the window. Edwin va afuera y dice, tú tiraste esa piedra a través de la ventana. And Zach, I did not. It flew out of the lawnmower. And no, no, Luisa, se salió de la cortador de pasto, la máquina. No, you threw it. No, tú lo tiraste. He takes him to court. Lo lleva a juicio. They do an investigation. Hacen una investigación. They take the cameras down from next door. Toman los cámaras de el lado.
Forensic evidence.
And it shows that the rock came out of a lawnmower. Se muestra que la piedra salió de la máquina. So the judge says, Zach, you're not guilty. El juez dice, Zach, no eres culpable. Is he justified? Está justificado. Justice has been upheld. La justicia está mantenido. He's justified. Está justificado.
So it's a trick. It's tricky.
It's un truco.
But yes.
Pero sí.
If you're not guilty.
Si no eres culpable.
You've been justified.
Ha sido justificado.
You've been made right according to the law.
Estás hecho justo de acuerdo con la ley.
According to the standard.
De acuerdo con la standard.
But this is where we get, remember, we said Christ has been set forth.
Este es donde nosotros pensamos Cristo está puesto adelante.
And Pastor Jonathan and I had a discussion a while back on this.
Y Jonathan y yo tuvimos una discusión sobre esto hace un tiempo.
We believe in Christ's perfect obedience to the law.
Creemos en la obediencia perfecta de Cristo a la ley.
And we believe that that righteousness is imputed to us.
Y creemos que esta obediencia, esta justicia es imputado a nosotros.
But when the scripture speaks of the righteousness of Christ that's imputed to us.
Pero cuando las escrituras hablan de la justicia de Cristo imputado a nosotros.
It really speaks of his paying the penalty.
Habla de él pagando la penalidad.
It really speaks of just the justness of God.
Habla en realidad de la justicia de Dios.
His just wrath.
Su ira de justicia.
Being satisfied.
Siendo satisfecho.
So justice has been satisfied by Christ's penalty.
Justicia es satisfecho, satisfecho por la penalidad justo.
Because the wrath is removed.
Porque la ira es quitado.
You don't have sin. Your sin is not imputed to you.
Tu pecado no es imputado a ti.
You see, the justice is satisfied.
La justicia está satisfecho.
So God can look at you.
Dios puede mirarte a ti.
And say.
Y decir.
Justified.
Justificado.
Not guilty.
No culpable.
You're right.
Tú eres justo.
You have righteousness according to the law.
Tienes justicia de acuerdo con la ley.
Because you're not guilty of breaking the
Porque
law.
Porque no eres culpable de romper la ley. Let me explain this really comfortable, brother. He said something in passing here that you need to understand. Él dijo algo pasando aquí que debes entender. We are righteous according to the law. Somos justos de acuerdo con la ley. Because of the righteousness of Christ, por la justicia de Cristo. So God looks at us as being absolutely obedient to the law. Dios nos mira a nosotros como somos absolutamente obedientes a la ley. So, it's as though we had never broken the law. Es como nosotros no hemos rompido la ley. That's huge. Eso es enorme. That is what justification is. Eso es lo que es justificación. So, there cannot be a future justification. No puede ser una justificación futuro. There's nothing to account to us. No hay nada a contar a nosotros. So, he said it in passing, but it's huge. Él lo dijo pasando, pero es enorme.
Yeah, and it's exactly what the old covenant couldn't do. Mary Beth has a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Then, right then, forgiven. Ahí mismo. Cuando viene perdón, ahí. When this justice is counted to us, cuando esta justicia está contada a nosotros, forgiven. Okay.
That's very interesting.
Such a great question, all right? Yo lo veo perdón no como olvidado. The New Covenant, the Nuevo Pacto, this is what it says. This is lo que dice. I will remember your sins no more.
No recuerdo
más tus pecados. That happens in the covenant of his blood. Esta pasa con el pacto de su sangre. So when we come to the Lord's Supper, cuando venimos a la mesa del Señor, he's saying, this is my covenant made in the blood. Ese es mi pacto hecho con la sangre. That covenant says, este pacto dice, I remember your sins no more. No recuerdo más tus pecados. But we need to know why. Pero debemos saber por qué. He doesn't remember our sins anymore. Él no recuerda nuestros pecados jamás. Because Christ is forever marked with those marks. Porque Cristo es siempre marcado con los marcas. So, when we see Christ, cuando vemos Cristo on that day, en este día, when He's seated, glorified on His throne, cuando Él está sentado, glorificado en su trono, and we bow down, y nosotros hincamos, what do we sing? ¿Qué cantamos? Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Digno es el Cordero que fue inmolado. Why do we sing that? ¿Por qué cantamos esta? He remembers my sins no more. No recuerdo más mis pecados. Because look at Him. Mira Él. Es difícil para que nosotros entendamos porque somos hombres. Solo tenemos fe en eso. La palabra de Dios lo dice.
It's through faith.
A través de fe.
And I don't want to get off on a tangent.
No quiero salir en un camino.
But this is what makes justification so magnificent.
Eso es lo que hace la justificación tan magnífico.
It is marvelous grace.
Es una gracia maravillosa.
Because Mary Bell's question, what about forgiveness?
Porque la pregunta de Mary Bell, ¿qué hay de perdón?
Because when we think of forgiveness,
cuando nosotros pensamos en perdón,
we think of somebody who has wronged me.
Alguien que me ha hecho mal.
They did something.
Ellos hicieron algo mal.
They said that my tie Sunday morning looked like somebody's wallpaper.
Ellos dijeron que mi corbata esta mañana se ve como el papel de la pared de alguien.
They hurt my feelings. They offended me.
Me ofendieron.
So they come and they say, would you forgive me? I really, you know, I
ellos
vienen
a mí y me perdonan.
It's beautiful wallpaper.
Es una papel de pared hermoso.
I meant that in a very good way.
And yo quería decir, esto es bueno. Yo quiero esto en mi casa. No, I want that in my house.
And so I say, I forgive you. I understand.
Yo te perdono. Yo entiendo.
It looks more like grandma's couch.
Parece más como el sillón de mi abuela.
But you see, I remember.
Pero lo ves, yo recuerdo.
Man, I can't believe they said that.
No puedo creer que dijeron eso.
I forgive them. I'm not going to hold the offense against them, right?
Lo perdono. No voy a mantener esa ofensa en contra de ellos.
But I'll never sit by them at fellowship.
Ya no voy a sentar al lado de ellos comiendo.
No, but really, I mean, think
serio,
about it. That's how we think about forgiveness.
Esto es como pensamos de perdón.
We have to actively do that.
Tenemos que activamente hacerlo.
When God says... Hold on a minute.
Cuando Dios dice,
when God says that things in the prophets like, I've cast your sins into the sea of forgetfulness.
Cuando dice como los profetas, he tirado tu pecado en el mar de olvido.
I've thrown them behind my back.
He tirado ellos atrás de mi espalda.
I don't see them anymore.
Ya no lo veo.
I will remember them no more.
No voy a recordarlos más.
The God who's capable of doing all things.
El Dios que es capaz de hacer todas las cosas.
Purposely,
propositivamente,
doesn't remember.
No recuerda.
Now, when he tells you that,
cuando él dice eso,
he's not like us.
No es como nosotros.
Where we bring things back up.
Cuando sacamos las cosas.
Right, we forgive each other.
Perdonamos uno otro.
But 6 months from now.
Pero 6 meses de ahora.
Yeah, I remember what you said about my tie.
Yo recuerdo que dijiste de mi corbata.
I mean, that's what we are, but God.
Es lo que estamos. ¿Qué dice? They have to remember it Christmas time.
But that's not God has when He declares us not guilty.
Cuando Él nos declara sin culpa.
In His ability as God.
En su habilidad como Dios.
You say, what about I remember you forgave me.
Yo recuerdo que me perdonaste.
God says, forgave you what?
Dios dice, te perdoné de qué?
You didn't do anything.
No hiciste nada.
Don't you remember?
No recuerdas?
He looks at his son.
Él mira a su hijo.
You didn't do anything.
No hiciste nada.
You did not offend me.
No me ofendiste.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Estoy adelantándome.
This is why he looks and he adopts us.
Esa es la razón que él nos mira y nos adopta.
His children.
Sus hijos.
He disciplines.
Nos disciplina.
He doesn't judge.
No juzga.
He doesn't condemn.
No condena.
Because he looks at you.
Porque nos mira.
You're not an offense to me.
No eres una ofensa a mí.
You're welcome.
Eres bienvenido.
I want you in my presence.
Quiero que vengas a mi presencia.
And you are righteous.
Y eres justo.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Me recuerdo el progreso del peregrino. Y pregunta a Christian, ¿estás tienes tristeza de tu vida anterior? Para recordarnos de dónde venimos. Somos humanos, podemos olvidar. Pero el mundo nos trae vergüenza, pero en Cristo humildad. I love that scene in Beautiful House. Me encanta ese escenario en Casa Hermosa. Christian is shamed. Cristiano es vergüenzado. I don't want to talk about this life. Yo no quiero hablar de esta vida. What was your name? ¿Qué era tu nombre? Graceless. Sin gracia. But who are you now? ¿Quién eres ahora? And he's... When they ask, cuando hacen la pregunta, how do you overcome sin? ¿Cómo vences la tentación? Seeing the clothes they gave me. Mirando la ropa que me dieron. The robe of Christ's righteousness. La vestidura de la justicia de Cristo. In Christ, we're clothed like Him. In Cristo, somos vestidos con Él. We can't get far into this because this is the sermon today. No podemos meternos tanto en esto que es el sermón hoy. And I can't lose it. No puedo salir. But when we hear that, cuando escuchamos esta, there's only one word that we can say. Solo hay una palabra que podemos decir. Selah. Just sit and think about it. Siéntate contemplarlo. There's not a greater thought in the whole world. No hay un pensamiento mayor en todo el mundo. Selah. Just think about it. Piénsalo.
So, we'll move on.
Vamos a seguir.
This remembering
este recordando
that we do,
que hacemos,
we are told in the Scriptures,
estamos dichos en las Escrituras,
when we come to this table,
cuando llegamos a esta mesa,
to remember.
Recordar.
But here's what we're told to remember.
Pero eso es lo que estamos dicho a recordar.
Not our guiltiness.
No nuestra culpabilidad.
Not our offenses.
No nuestras ofensas.
We're to remember.
Debemos recordar.
His satisfaction.
Su satisfacción.
By which God says not guilty.
Por lo cual Dios dice no culpable.
Every time we come to this table.
Cada vez que venimos a esta mesa.
We remember.
Recordamos.
We're not guilty.
No somos culpables.
We don't come to the table guilty.
No venimos a la mesa culpable.
You come to the table with Christ.
Venimos a la mesa con Cristo.
Saying, this is my body broken for you.
Diciendo, este es mi cuerpo roto por ti.
Not guilty.
No culpable.
This is my blood.
Este es mi sangre.
This is the new covenant.
Este es el nuevo pacto.
Not guilty.
No culpable.
Come.
Vengas.
Eat.
Comes.
Drink.
Tomas.
Not guilty.
No culpable.
So we don't remember our sins.
No recuerda nuestros pecados.
And as we prepare for the Lord's Supper.
Y mientras preparamos para la cena del Señor.
What comes to your mind and your heart?
¿Qué viene a tu mente y tu corazón?
I'm not worthy.
No soy digno.
I can't do this.
No puedo hacer esto.
And Christ says.
Y Cristo dice.
Not guilty.
No culpable.
His wrath is satisfied.
Su ira satisfecho.
Come and drink.
Vengas y tomas.
Buy without money.
Compra sin dinero.
That's the beauty.
Es la hermosidad. The examples in Scripture can be infinite here. Los ejemplos en las Escrituras pueden ser infinitos aquí. I think of Joseph. We're reading in Sunday mornings. Pienso de Josué. Estamos leyendo domingos en la mañana. He wouldn't even eat with his brothers. Ni comerá con sus hermanos. That here he is in this high position. Aquí está en esta alta posición. He wouldn't even eat with his brothers. Ni comerá con sus hermanos. He wouldn't eat with the Egyptians. He couldn't eat with the Egyptians. No podía comer con los egipcios. But when we come here, There's a word Paul uses. Cuando vemos aquí, hay una palabra que Pablo usa. And it's the reason why we call this communion. Es la razón que llamamos esta comunión. It's the Greek word koinonia. Es la palabra en griego koinonia. And it means to share in one together. Quiere decir compartir uno con otro. To really share. En verdad, compartir. So, he says, when we come here, Paul says, Pablo dice, cuando venimos aquí, we have communion with Christ. Tenemos comunión con Cristo. We really share. Nosotros, en realidad, compartimos. That we who are wicked, nosotros malvados, have been carried to the table. Ha sido llevados a la mesa. And we sit down. Y sentamos. And we have real communion. Y tenemos comunión real.
Amen. That's justification.
Esta es justificación. Amen. Referring to what Courtney said. When the Lord says He doesn't remember our sins. So a while back we had a group of women, we were commenting on this. So there were two points of view here. One of them was it was necessary to remember where we came from so we don't return there. So the Lord says He doesn't remember our sins, that He doesn't remember where we came from. We were in that debate. So it's for me, it's remembering where I came from that, and knowing that the Lord's mercy sustains me. That's, I don't want to go back there. I was one that thought, look, this week I got really angry with this person, so I can't take the Lord's Supper. Brother Edwin explained to me that it's not what I did, but what the Lord has done.
Amen.
One of the things I love about Paul, una de las cosas que me encanta de Pablo, in Ephesians chapter 2, in Ephesians capítulo 2, he explains this great sacrifice of Christ. Explica, es el gran sacrificio de Cristo. You were dead, and He made you alive. Estabas muerto, Él te hizo vivo. You get to chapter 2, verse 11. Llegas a capítulo 2, versículo 11. And he says, remember where you came from, and remember how you got to where you are. Y él dice, recuerdas de donde vienes, y recuerdas cómo llegaste a donde estás. It's not you. No eres tú. So the Lord keeps that memory in our heart. El Señor mantiene esa memoria en nuestro corazón so that we don't think, well, look what I've done. Para que no pensamos, mira lo que yo he hecho. I know what I was. Yo sé lo que era. And so when we see when we're standing before Christ, cuando estamos parados en frente de Cristo, we sing, worthy is the Lamb, because I remember. Nosotros cantamos, digno es el Señor, porque yo recuerdo. He was slain. Fue molado. Amen.
I think that the emphasis has to be on Christ.
Creo que el énfasis tiene que estar puesto sobre Cristo.
Because we can get so introverted.
Podemos ser tan introvertido.
And so overwhelmed with our poor performance.
En tan en metido en nuestro mal. Obras.
I mean, Romans 7.
Romanos 7. Amen.
Right, but where does Paul leave off?
¿Dónde deja este Pablo?
It's Christ who was crucified.
Es Cristo que fue crucificado.
So, it's okay to remember because we still break His law.
Está bien a recordar porque todavía rompemos su ley.
But we must always finish that thought out.
Pero debemos terminar este pensamiento.
With it's Christ who died.
Es Cristo quien lo hace.
And the primary thought has to be, remember what he did.
Y el pensamiento primeramente tiene que ser recuerda lo que él hizo.
When we look at Christ,
cuando vemos Cristo,
when we look at his sacrifice,
cuando vemos su sacrificio,
we see our ugliness there.
Vemos nuestra qué tan fea estamos ahí.
But we see that our ugliness was overwhelmed by his beauty.
Pero vemos cómo este es sobregirado de su hermosidad.
And so the bloody sacrifice,
y el sacrificio sangriento de Cristo,
becomes a beautiful thing to us.
Se hace algo hermoso en nosotros. I mean, there's in that same chapter, and that's a music capítulo, chapter 7 of Romans, Paul says something that for years was a torment to me theologically. Pablo dice algo que por años era una tortura para mí teológicamente. It's not I who do it. No soy yo quien lo hizo. Look, he sinned. El pecó. He doesn't do what God requires. El no hace lo que Dios requiere. And he goes, wasn't me. Él dice, no era yo. Theologically, it's like, you know, you got to own that. Theologicamente, no, Pablo. Tú tienes que estar tomar esto como tuyo. You did it. Tú lo hiciste. But he also says, and this is what resolved it for me. Él también dice, esto es lo que resolvó esto para mí. Galatians. Galatians. I have been crucified with Christ. Yo he sido crucificado con Cristo. I no longer live. Ya no vivo más yo. Christ lives in me. Cristo vive en mí. So when he says, who will rescue me from this body of filth, or death, cuando él dice, ¿quién me rescata de este cuerpo de muerto? He's saying, this man is dead. Él está diciendo, esto me está muerto. My identity is in Christ. Mi identidad está en Cristo. That's justification. Esa es la justificación.
So speaking of this beauty,
hablando de esa hermosura,
it's a big understatement. You know, the Bible is full of these massive understatements.
Understatement. La Biblia está completa de estos dichos que están más grandes de lo que pensamos. Yeah, I think I get it.
Okay. And he says, blessed is the man.
Y él dijo, bendito sea el hombre, es el hombre.
Whose iniquities are forgiven.
Quien dice aquí, bienaventurados aquellos cuyos iniquidades son perdonados.
Turn over to Psalm 32.
Mira el Salmo 32.
So, I mean, David always, he just, David feels this.
David lo siente esto.
It's an understatement to say, blessed is the man.
Es un dicho enorme para decir bienaventurado es el hombre.
Okay, the better way to say it. Language cannot do justice.
Lenguaje no puede hacer justicia.
What can you say to describe what we're talking about?
¿Qué puedes decir para describir lo que estamos hablando en la justificación?
Verse 2, and this is where Paul is quoting verses 1 and 2.
Versículo 2, Pablo está citando versículo 1 y 2.
Blessed is the man whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity.
Bienaventurado el hombre quien Jehová no culpa de iniquidad.
Now, Paul has said,
Pablo ha dicho,
and we're going to get through this morning. Paul has said that it's not of works.
Pablo ha dicho, no es de obras.
Justification comes through faith.
Justificación viene por la fe.
Not by works.
No por obras.
Now, where do you see David say that?
¿Dónde ves David diciendo esto?
Right, because Paul is using David here.
Pablo está usando David aquí.
He said, look at David. David said it.
Mira, David dijo.
Where does David say here that the Lord did not impute iniquity because of, but it wasn't of works?
¿Dónde dice que Dios no, ¿dónde dice David que Dios no imputó justicia y que no era de obras?
Is Paul misunderstanding David?
Pablo está mal entendiendo David.
David's not saying anything about works here.
David no está diciendo nada sobre obras aquí.
Is he saying anything about faith?
Está diciendo algo de fe aquí.
Through faith, the Lord does not impute iniquity.
A través de la fe, Dios no imparte o da iniquidad.
He says, blessed is the man.
Bienaventurado es el hombre.
Happy is the man.
Feliz es el hombre.
He is fulfilled.
Está completo.
The man who says, oh, I'm a sinner.
El hombre que dice, soy pecador.
But realizes God has not imputed his guilt.
Pero realiza que Dios no ha imputado su culpa.
He looks at him and says, not guilty.
Lo viva, ve, dice, no culpable.
Righteous.
Justo.
David says, that's a happy man.
David dice, es hombre feliz.
Where's Paul get this from?
¿Dónde saca Pablo eso?
It's not of works.
No es de obras.
Even David says so.
Aún David dice.
It's interesting.
Interesante.
How the New Testament authors see things in the Old Testament.
Como los autores del Nuevo Testamento ve cosas en el Antiguo Testamento.
So let's look at the psalm a little deeper.
Vamos a ver este salmo.
So Paul's quoting verses 1 and 2.
Pablo está citando versículos 1 y 2.
But look at what happens.
Mira lo que pasa.
Now verses 3 and 4 talk about the mourning because of sin.
Versículos 3 y 4 hablan de la contristeza de pecado.
So David's not just going to say blessed is the man or happy is the man.
David solo no va a decir bienaventurado o feliz es el hombre.
He's going to explain why he's happy.
Él va a explicar por qué es feliz.
Why he's a blessed man.
Porque es un hombre bendecido.
Because David,
porque David
was a happy man.
Era un hombre feliz.
His joy was in the Lord.
Su gozo estaba en el Señor.
And so David is saying this by experience.
David está diciendo esto por experiencia.
To know that he was stood before God justified.
A saber que él paró en frente de Dios justificado.
Verses 3 and 4, David says, look, my sin brought me to an end of myself.
David dice en versículos 3 y 4, mi pecado me llevó a un fin de mí mismo.
Look what he says, when I kept silent.
Dice, verse
3.
Versículo 3, mientras callé,
my bones waxed old.
Se envejecieron mis huesos.
I become weak.
Gemir.
Roaring all day long.
Todo el día.
What's roaring?
¿Qué es gemir todo el día?
His conscience.
Su conciencia.
His heart.
Su corazón.
It's killing him.
Está matándolo.
Who? It's killing him.
Está matándolo.
His sin, his guilt.
Su pecado, su culpa.
He's overwhelmed with it.
Sobregirado con esta.
Day and night, he feels God's hand heavy on him.
Día y noche, se siente la mano de Dios pesado sobre él.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because the law.
Por la ley.
I've broken God's law.
He rompido la ley.
I've offended the God of heaven.
He ofendido a Dios del cielo.
I'm under his wrath.
Estoy abajo su ira.
It's killing him.
Está matándolo.
His moisture is turned into drought of summer. He's dry. Verse 4.
Se volvió mi verdor en sequedad de verano.
And here's Pastor Jonathan's sermon.
Y aquí es el sermón de hermano Jonathan.
Selah.
Selah.
David says, stop there and meditate.
David dice, párate ahí y medita.
Where does your sin bring you?
¿Dónde te trae tu pecado?
Now, for the one without faith,
el sin fe,
their sin doesn't really bring them anywhere.
Su pecado no lo trae a ningún lado.
They love it.
Ellos lo aman.
They're sitting in the stench.
Están sentados en la apesto de apesta.
The worst kind of stench.
El peor tipo de apesta.
Rotten garbage, festering maggots.
Hechos a perder con gusanos y todo.
We're all clean in our Sunday clothes.
Todos estamos limpios en nuestra ropa de domingo.
They're in that.
Están en eso.
And they're happy as a pig in slop.
Están feliz como un cerdo en su lodo.
Throwing it up in the air and
tirándolo,
bathing in it.
Y bañando en ella.
Because they don't care.
Porque no importa.
But the man that the Spirit has regenerated.
Pero el hombre que el Espíritu ha regenerado.
Is undone by his sin.
Está deshecho de su pecado.
So look at what he says in verse 5.
Mira lo que dice en versículo 5.
I acknowledged my sin unto thee.
Mi pecado te declararé.
And my iniquity, I haven't tried to hide it from you.
Y no encubrí mi iniquidad.
I come to the place.
Llego al lugar.
Where I say, I will confess my sins to God.
Donde yo diré, confesaré mis transgresiones a Jehová.
And he says,
y él dice,
and thou forgavest.
Y me perdonaste.
That's simple.
Simple.
Thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin.
Y tú perdonaste la maldad de mi pecado.
He goes on in verse 6, he says, let everyone call everyone who is godly, pray, do this.
Dice en versículo 6, por eso oro a todos, todo santo en el tiempo, puede ser hallado.
Let the godly who's convicted of their sins,
los piadosos que son convencidos de sus pecados,
who smell the stench of it,
quien huelen el pestoso, pestoso de esto,
it robs him of his joy,
se quita del gozo,
it robs him of everything good,
roba de todo bueno,
the presence of God,
la presencia de Dios,
and he comes to his senses,
llega a sus sentidos,
when God may be found and says, God, forgive me.
Cuando Dios puede ser encontrado, Dios, perdóname.
To confess means to stand in agreement with.
A confesar quiere decir estar en de acuerdo con.
So we come back into the courtroom.
Regresamos a juicio.
Yes, I've broken your law.
Sí, he rompido tu ley.
Yes, I am unworthy.
Sí, no soy digno.
Yes, I am guilty before you.
Soy culpable ante ti.
Here's all the evidence.
Aquí está toda la evidencia.
It's ever before me.
Es siempre ante mí.
It's killing me.
Me mata.
My life is gone.
Mi vida se quita.
You confess.
Tú confiesas.
Before the judge.
Ante el juez.
And David says.
Y David dice.
And the judge looks and says, not guilty.
Y el juez mira y dice, no culpable. Está preguntando un contraste de esta y todas las obras que será juzgado en este día.
You're asking about final judgment. How does this stand in that? Okay, let me finish this and we'll address that.
Vamos a terminar esta y después confrontamos esta.
So David's saying.
David está diciendo.
What Paul is saying, David is saying.
Lo que Pablo está diciendo que David está diciendo.
You confess your sins before the judge.
Confiesas sus pecados ante el juez.
And the judge justifies you.
Y el juez te justifica.
David says.
David dice.
He forgives me.
Me perdona.
How does David know this?
¿Cómo David sabe eso?
He's confessed his sins.
He confesado sus pecados.
And he says, blessed is the man who God says not guilty.
Y bienaventurado es el hombre que no, Dios dice no culpable.
But how does he know God forgave him?
Pero ¿cómo sabe que Dios lo perdonó?
What evidence does he have?
¿Qué evidencia tiene?
Where is that forensic evidence?
¿Dónde está esta evidencia forénsico?
In the assurance of David.
En el asegurante de David.
That God has forgiven him.
Que Dios ha perdonado.
Not imputed guilt.
No culpable imputado.
How does David know he's justified?
¿Cómo David sabe que es justificado?
Paul tells us.
Pablo nos dice.
Faith.
Fe.
Nothing David has done.
No hay nada que David ha hecho.
It's not even his confession.
Ni su confesión.
That earns this not guilty declaration.
Que gana. Esta declaración no culpable.
David says God will justify the man.
David dice que Dios justificaría hará el hombre.
And this is Paul's point.
Y este es el punto de Pablo.
This is why he's using David here.
Es la razón que está usando David aquí.
It's not of works.
No es de obras.
It's by faith.
Es por fe.
It's through faith.
Es a través de la fe.
That the man is justified.
Que el hombre es justificado.
And God makes him a blessed man.
Y Dios lo hace un hombre bendecido.
There's that words can't do justice.
Ahí están las palabras que no pueden ser justos.
There can only be faith here.
Solo puede ser fe ahí.
David believes that God has forgiven him.
David ha creído que Dios lo perdonó.
That glorifying belief in God.
Esta creencia glorificada de gloria. De Dios.
He is able.
Él es capaz.
And as the prophet says.
Y como los profetas dicen.
He is willing.
Él es dispuesto.
He loves to pardon.
Él ama perdonar.
And that faith, that glorifying, exalting faith in God.
Y esta fe, este Dios glorificando, exaltando fe en Dios.
Is what Paul gets at here.
Es lo que Pablo está diciendo aquí.
Or David.
David.
David is not offering up anything he's done.
David no está ofreciendo nada que ha hecho.
He's acknowledged that what I've done.
Él ha reconocido que lo que yo he hecho.
Killed me.
Me mata.
But God forgives.
Pero Dios perdona.
And David believes that.
Y David creo en esto.
And Paul uses David.
Y Pablo usa David.
Through faith.
A través de la fe.
You see it?
¿Lo ves?
interesting.
Interesante, brother. It's beautiful. Este es hermoso. I'm reminded of what we read this week. If you're reading the Bible reading plan, recuerdo de lo que leemos esta semana si estás leyendo el plan de lectura. In Psalm 51, Salmo 51, where David pleads, David rega, and he says in verse 9, hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Versículo 9, David dice, esconde tu rostro y mis pecados y borra todas mis iniquidades. David's praying. David está orando and he says, God, don't look at my faults. Dios, no, mira mis fallas. And then he prays, and después él ora, create in me a clean heart. Crea en mí un corazón limpio. Renew a right spirit within me. Renueva un espíritu correcto en mí. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. No quita tu Espíritu Santo de mí. So, we see here David experiencing the joy of salvation. Vemos David sabiendo el gozo de su salvación. This is after his sin with Bathsheba in Psalm 51. Después de su pecado con Betsabé in Psalm 51. Beautiful. Anybody have any comments or questions? ¿Alguien tiene comentarios o preguntas?
So Courtney's question
la pregunta de Courtney
was, what is this? What about this in final judgment?
¿Qué hay con esto en el juicio final?
So in the end, we'll stand in the courtroom.
En el final, vamos a parar en el juicio.
And God will judge.
Y Dios va a juzgar.
According to what every man has done.
De acuerdo a lo que todos los hombres han hecho.
So we're not going to go into all that. I mean, Scripture is pretty clear.
La escritura es muy clara. No metemos tanto aquí.
When we look at that.
Cuando miramos esto.
To give a brief answer.
Para dar una breve respuesta.
We see
vemos
the people that are justified,
la gente que son justificados,
that are declared not guilty,
que son declarados no culpables.
We see the judgment of their works
vemos la justicia de sus obras
as being a judgment of only the things they've done for Christ.
Son solo las cosas que han hecho por Cristo.
This is very important.
Esto es muy importante.
We don't see those of faith.
No vemos los de fe
being judged for their mistakes.
Siendo justificados por sus fallas.
They are judged for what they have done for Christ.
Son juzgados por lo que han hecho por Cristo.
On the other hand,
a otro lado,
literally the other hand.
Literalmente el otro lado,
you've got
otro
the
mano.
Sheep on the right hand.
Tienes los ovejas en la mano derecha.
And he says, "What you've done unto the least of my brethren."
Y él dice, lo que he hecho a menor de mis hermanos.
You have done to me or
he hecho
for
a
me.
Mí or para mí.
And he turns to those on his left hand.
Y mira a los a su izquierda.
And he condemns.
Y condena.
They're not justified.
No son justificados.
They are found guilty.
Y son culpables.
So, I'll speak a little bit more about this. But
lo hablo un poco más de eso.
Only reward.
Solo recompensa.
Only punishment.
Solo castigo.
No reward over here.
No hay recompensa.
No offense to y'all.
No ofendidos.
I always joke about I'm not going to sit on the guilt side.
Siempre bromea. No voy a sentar del lado de los cabros.
And everybody always says, but I'm on the right side.
Y ellos todos dicen, pero yo estoy en la mano derecha.
According to who?
De acuerdo con quién?
You.
Tú.
Because the judge is up here.
Porque el juez está aquí enfrente.
Right hand.
De mano derecha.
Left hand.
El izquierda.
Goats.
Cabras.
But anyway, it's only punishment.
Solo es culpable.
It's only guilt.
Solo es culpa.
You did not do.
No hiciste.
Only reward.
Solo recompensa.
Now with that said.
Dicho eso.
There will be greater rewards.
Va a ser mayores recompensas.
And there will be not so much punishment.
Y no va a ser no tanto castigo.
But when you bring your good works to lay at his feet,
cuando traes tus buenas obras a tirar sus pies,
Paul describes in 1 Corinthians 3,
Pablo describe en 1 Corinthians 3,
wood, hay, and stubble.
Así se pasto y no me acuerdo qué es.
Versus
de mana quema.
Versus gold and precious
en
stones.
En contra de oro y piedras preciosas.
And he says it'll be tried.
Va a ser refinado.
By fuego.
Por fire. By fire. Por fuego.
And wood, hay, and stubble.
y the pasto y
¿cómo? Up in smoke.
Huh? Hojarasca.
Up in smoke.
En humo.
So where's the reward for that?
¿Dónde es recompensa de eso?
Why? Because you didn't build on Christ.
No edificaste sobre Cristo.
So not to get all into that.
No meter tanto ahí.
But essentially, to those that are declared not guilty,
pero esencialmente los que están declarados no culpables,
there can only be reward.
Solo puede ser recompensa.
The penalty, if you want to think of it as penalty,
la penalidad, si quieres pensarlo de penalidad,
is a lack of reward.
Es una falta de recompensa.
So you forfeited an eternal reward.
Rendiste una recompensa eterna.
So Paul can say things like that because of the things I've suffered,
Pablo puede decir por las cosas que he sufrido,
I'll receive a crown.
Voy a recibir una corona.
So they looked at suffering for Christ.
Ellos miraron sufriendo por Cristo.
As this union with Christ.
Como esta unión con Cristo.
Our reward will be great in the kingdom.
Nuestra recompensa será grande en el reino.
Because we're suffering for His name.
Porque estamos sufriendo por su nombre.
They rejoice.
Regocijan.
That they were counted worthy.
Estaban contados dignos.
To suffer with Christ.
Sufrir con Cristo.
Boy, that's we America. You know, we need to rethink this.
Aquí en Estados Unidos necesitamos repensar eso.
Lord, bring suffering.
Dios trae sufrimiento.
Oh. Oh boy, here we
es
go.
Es tu culpa. Es tu culpa.
Good and perfect. Oh.
Bueno y perfecto. Ahí mismo.
Does that answer the?
¿Este te contesta? Yeah. So there is nothing of sin for God to judge the church by. No hay nada de pecado para que Dios juzgue la iglesia. So it's not like, well, after Christ I sinned this much and I did this much good. No, es como después de Cristo pequé esta cantidad y esta también. This is all gone. Todo esto no está. There's no sin in the church. No hay pecado en la iglesia. There's nothing to be judged for. No hay nada para ser juzgado. ¿Sí? No.
And we'll get to good works.
Vamos a llegar a buenas obras. What? Tenemos que examinar el motivo en nuestro corazón que no hacemos algo por la recompensa. Yes and no. Sí y no. Let me explain. We do what we do for reward. Hacemos lo que hacemos por recompensa. And it's not wrong to do what we do for reward. Y no es malo hacer lo que hacemos por recompensa. But the church must understand, pero la iglesia debe entender, our reward is Christ. Nuestra recompensa es Cristo. And so, I have my inheritance in Him. Yo tengo mi herencia en Él. And so, I have a delight to do duty what He commands. Yo tengo un deleite de hacer deber lo que Él demanda. So, I get Christ. Yo voy a obtener Cristo. So, Christ is my reward. Cristo es mi recompensa. It's wrong, and what Ms. Christine is talking about, es malo que Christine está hablando. If I do this, my mansion is going to be bigger. Si yo hago esto, mi mansión va a ser más grande. I'm going to have two rooms, and he's going to have one. Yo voy a tener dos cuartos y el uno. No, that's not right. Este no está bien. Christ is my house. Cristo es mi casa. He is the banqueting table. Él es la mesa de banquete. So many people fault me for this, my belief in this. Mucha gente me culpa por mi creencia de esa. But Jesus says, I'm the bread and the wine. Eat my flesh and drink my blood. Jesús dijo, yo soy el pan y el vino. Come mi carne, toma mi sangre. That's the banqueting table. Esa es la mesa de banqueta. We're not, I don't believe we're literally going to sit down with Christ and eat. Yo no creo que literalmente vamos a sentar con Cristo y comer. I believe we're going to feast on Him. Yo creo que vamos a comer de Él. For all eternity, por toda eternidad. So, So that's my reward. Esa es mi recompensa. If I'm thinking, well, I'm going to have more Chick-fil-A nuggets than you in heaven, si yo estoy pensando, yo voy a tener más nuggets de Chick-fil-A que ustedes en los cielos, that's wrong. Eso está mal. In hell, there's Chick-fil-A, Edwin says. Edwin doesn't like Chick-fil-A. Edwin no le gusta Chick-fil-A. So I think we need to understand that rightly. Necesitamos entender esto correctamente, because Hebrews says this, Hebreos dice esto. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Sin fe, es imposible agradar a Dios. And those who desire to please God, los que quieren agradar a Dios, must believe two things. Deben creer dos cosas. Number one, that He is. Número uno, que Él es. You must believe Him. Tienes que creer Él. And number two, número dos, He's the rewarder of those who seek for Him. Él es el galardonador a los que lo buscan. So, in order to please God, and para que yo agrade a Dios, I want to be pleasing to Him, yo quiero agradar a Él, I must believe theology of Him. Debo creer teología de Él. And I must look for what He gives me. Y debo buscar lo que me da. He gives me Christ. Él me da Cristo. So, this is terrible analogy. Es una analogía terrible, but I'm going to use it. Voy a usarlo. If the Christian has a birthday, si el cristiano tiene un cumpleaños, what do you want? ¿Qué quieres? Christ. Cristo. That's my only wish list is Christ. The único lista de deseo es Cristo.
And I can enjoy Christ through a good ice cream cake that Desiree's made.
Yo puedo disfrutar de un de Cristo de una pasta de helado que he hecho Desiree. I know we're going to finish, but I want to say this. Before we finish, I want to fight my case. Oh, ¿cómo? No, perdón. So, first, the judge and the one who's going to carry out it is our families of the one counted guilty. We can't say that the guilty is not guilty because he is guilty. No entendí, brother. Perdón. So that maybe there was a manipulation of the forensic evidence so that he would be counted not guilty. Edmund says, we know that the machines that you use to cut the grass, they don't drive themselves. In Proverbs, it says that the one who justifies the guilty justifies the guilty and condemns the righteous are both advantage to the Lord. Yep. So for the guilty to be free, someone has to be counted guilty. Yeah. That's exactly the point of justification. Right. It was grace that was given to the guilty. Someone paid for them. That's right. When we speak of justification, cuando hablamos de justificación, we do not speak of God forgetting sin. No hablamos de Dios olvidar pecado. Okay? Hear me clearly. Escúchame claramente. God doesn't look at the church and say, don't worry about it. Dios no mira a la iglesia y dice, no te preocupes. He looked at Christ and said, you have to pay it. Él miró a Cristo y dice, tú tienes que pagarlo. So, He paid that debt. Él pagó esa deuda. So when it says that He remembers our sins no more, cuando dice que Él no recuerda nuestros pecados jamás, it's because they were paid. Estaban pagados. Right?
Yeah, there has to be evidence.
Yeah, there's evidence, and Christ is the evidence. Necesitamos evidencia, y Cristo es evidencia.
That's where imputation becomes necessary.
Eso es donde es necesaria imputación.
We talked about it in Romans 5 with the headship.
Hablamos de esto en Romanos 5 de la cabezura.
You have headship of Adam.
Tienes la cabezura de Adán.
Means that Adam's guilt is imputed to us.
Quiere decir que la culpa de Adán está imputado a nosotros.
And we can argue and say, I don't like that.
Podemos argumentar y decir, a mí no me gusta esto.
It's a bad system.
Este es un sistema mal.
But if you say that's a bad system,
pero si dices que es un mal sistema,
then you can't come to Christ,
no puedes venir a Cristo,
as the head,
como la cabeza,
and say that his satisfying God's wrath,
quiere decir, él satisfaciendo la ira de Dios,
can be imputed to you.
Puede ser imputado a ti.
You can't have that.
No puedes tener este, no puedes tener este.
Without the other.
Sin otro.
Thanks be to God.
Gracias a Dios.
That we don't get a choice of whether you have it or not.
Que no tenemos una elección si lo tenemos o no.
It's God's judicial system.
Es el sistema judicial de Dios.
And He's made a way.
Y él ha hecho un camino.
Where the guilty can come.
Donde los culpables pueden venir.
And His wrath can be satisfied.
Su ira puede ser satisfecha.
As Romans 3 says.
Como Romanos 3 dice.
He remains just.
Él queda justo.
And yet He justifies.
Y él justifica.
The guilty.
Los culpables. Amen. Está diciendo que a veces en nuestras mentes pensamos que los pecados nuestros son borrados y ya no están ahí. So Christ really took them away. Cristo en realidad los tiró. Christ really did away with sin. Cristo desechó pecado. It's not there. No está ahí. There's nothing of it left. No hay nada de ahí que it's not like God took the dirtiness of the cross and stuck it in the closet. No es como Dios tomó la suciedad de la cruz y lo puso en the closet. So that no one sees it, para que nadie lo ve, and that He doesn't even see it, que él no lo ve. No, no, no. On the cross and the cruz, our sin done. Nuestro pecado es quitado. All of it was paid. Todo fue pagado. And this is limited atonement. This is expiación limitada, no? It's the doctrine of it. So,